I'm eating cake, and you're listening to Beyond the Sermon, episode 1-7. All right, we are live once again from the Batcave at North River Church, a.k.a.
Podcast Heaven.
Podcast Heaven. I am here, Michael Kennedy, lead pastor, North River Church, with Scotty the Body Curlin. Worship and discipleship pastor and all-around Braves fan who, he doesn't talk a whole lot during the podcast, you know he's watching the game online.
We got a tight one right now.
So it's opening day for the Braves, isn't it?
For the Braves and the Mets.
Braves, Mets. Good deal. Also sitting here with Adam Reed, family pastor.
Hello, hello.
Love, build, run.
Good man. Run a machine.
So how many miles are you up to now?
At a time or a week?
See, this clearly shows that's right. You and I are not in the running lingo, Scott.
I would have been like, lifetime miles?
Yeah,
like,
that's right. Yeah,
about 3
I'm
miles.
I'm on my 84th pair of shoes. That's right. So, let's do weekly because I know that's usually how it's kept.
So, weekly we're up to right under 20 miles a week.
Man, 20 miles, wow.
And that's in about... Four runs a week or so.
Four, which makes that, do the math, how many miles a day?
About a fiver.
Yeah. So, what kind of pace are we looking at these days, bud?
I'm right now running a low or high eight.
High eight, okay.
Yeah. Good. I'm taking a hiatus from running.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's the average, I guess, in there, but... Definitely, there's some speed work that happens as well. We get a little bit faster. So,
speed work. That's another running term that you and I know nothing about, Scotty.
It's been 2 months since we did this, so I got a lot of puns.
We got to drop those in. So now let's be honest. Since you've started back running, because you took a little bit of a break to for an injury to be healed. But your passion bucket's pretty full after running.
Passion bucket's
overflowing. So, that's great.
And there's nothing like running and for me running and being in the woods.
It's just wild bizarre.
It is wild bizarre. And so, that's been great.
You're on the hunt for Bigfoot, aren't you?
I am.
Just in case.
So that's great. No, it's great too to be able to. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but we got. A couple of guys that I've met that live in the community that we connected through running, and so I've begun to run with them a couple times. They showed me some trails and kind of building relationships with them as well. So it's been
clearly
fun.
Again, not with you and I. So not so much.
Time I went out there, they dropped me pretty good. So,
Yeah,
they're pretty fast.
They're scooting, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
And I'm still trying to get back into it. So
gotcha, good deal. Speaking of running, I heard that we have a couple in our church that both they're married to one another, and they are incredibly competitive when it comes to running.
Really?
That's what I hear. And so when one runs and posts online what their running day looked like, the other one says, I'm going to beat them. And so they have this nice little war going on within the home. So,
is their last name Kennedy, or is it something different?
No. It's most definitely not. It rhymes with jingle.
I think I've seen some posts.
Yeah, you've seen some of those posts. So.
You've been lighting up River Plantation with some speed.
That's it, yeah. So if the map you see drawn out is River Plantation, you know who we're talking about here.
That was great.
So that's good. And they're chasing each other on pace as well. Nice. So they're working through that. And one will do... pretty typically 2.10 miles, and then the other one will end up running 3 or something. But anyway, so that...
I was going to say the other ran like 2.2.
That's right.
Yeah.
Surpass. Yeah.
So, I passed you.
Then the other one who only ran 2.10 will say, but I walked 5 miles.
Right.
And that counts as strenuous exercise, which... not according to Runner's World magazine. So anyway, back to that. So
that's hilarious.
I am sitting here. One of the things that has been going on with Beyond the Sermon, I guess hasn't been going on with Beyond the Sermon, But we've taken a little bit of a break, but everybody that has gotten upset, all four listeners,
right.
have threatened, yeah. If your name is Scott Johnson, you've threatened to picket outside of Sunday morning service until Beyond the Sermon comes back. And evidently, guys, they have not been listening well when we've been talking about the sermon, Beyond the Sermon, because the issue that we've bumped up against is people are not willing to sponsor us as a podcast.
Right, that's right.
And that hurts our heart, and it also hurts our wallet, hoping for free food, you know? So. But we had a baptism yesterday, and we had cake left over. So I am munching on a piece of cake while we're doing the podcast. And so inevitably, we are sponsored today by Publix Bakery.
Yeah, that was a good cake.
It is good cake. It is good cake. So if you missed the baptism service, we had a great time and had a chance to baptize four of our folks. And we also did a prayer walk around the church property as well as we get ready to launch into the building campaign. So it was a great Sunday night.
We played a great game called Dodge the Cow Patties. I mean, I was pretty dominant. I'm not going to lie.
Unless your name's Bradley Hume and it was pick up cow patties and throw them at people.
Nice.
So, and just for everybody to remember, he is a dentist. So his hands go in your mouth.
That's amazing.
That is scary. So anyway, scary. Guys, anything going on that y'all want to talk about before we dive into the message? Anything that is coming up, church-wise, ministry-wise?
Pretty big Sunday coming up a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
Something we call Easter Sunday.
The Super Bowl of church.
Super Bowl of church.
That's good.
Yeah, very excited. Man, there's so much great stuff going on right now at North River. I thought yesterday was an incredible day from start to finish. Mm-hmm. Last night was so encouraging to see families all over this 10 acres praying together. Praying through the points that were given to them, and already today we've had someone ask for those prayer points again. A great reminder that's something we can do every day as we're looking towards and looking forward to what God's doing. I just thought it was an awesome day, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't want to go to sleep last night. I just couldn't stop thinking about all the great things that God is doing.
So, yeah. Cool. Absolutely. No, it is exciting. And if you'd like to have those points, we would encourage you to come this Sunday, because we're going to lay out the upcoming capital campaign, and we will have a chance to really talk through some of those details about the new building, what it's going to look like for us to develop this piece of property and get ready to move forward with that. We'll detail out some of the financial needs that we're going to have moving forward and what it will take. So, if you want to see North River Church Phase 1 complete, we need to hit some pretty big goals in terms of raising funds to do that. But we serve a big God, and we're excited to be able to present that, see how He works in and through the lives of our people as we give generously and sacrificially, and see this become a reality in our community. So we're excited about that opportunity. So I encourage you to be here Sunday. And we will have a couple of things to give to you. One will be a campaign guide that will explain all that that we're going to talk about on Sunday morning. We're also going to give to our kiddos some piggy banks with the Beyond logo, Rooted in Christ, Growing by Faith. That's the title of our campaign. And we're going to have those ready to give for kids to pick those up. And then we'll also have, for every person that's there, a North River t-shirt. It is free to you to take with you, and it will have the campaign verse on the back in the shape of the proposed building. So
that's really cool.
It's gonna be cool. We'll get to represent that out in our community. So
absolutely.
Good deal. So we looked this past week, knowing that we were heading into the prayer walk at our church property, we looked at Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Jesus's model prayer that was given there. Most people know of it as the Lord's Prayer. And we talked about really three key aspects of prayer that I wanted us to focus in on. And so here are the three points that we looked at. One is that we should pray in relationship. The second is that we should pray with perspective. And then the last was that we should pray with dependence. So the first being we pray in relationship. We talked about the reality that God is our Heavenly Father. If we've trusted in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that the Scripture tells us that God has adopted us as sons and daughters. So we are His sons and daughters. And I used the illustration of our little six-year-old that loves to come and hang out in my office early in the mornings and will come in and ask for things, talk with me, crawl up in my lap, all of those kind of things. And she doesn't think a thing in the world that that's not appropriate or maybe I'm busy or any of those things. She just knows that I'm her dad and that's just normal. And I said that for us as believers, we have to remember that God is our Heavenly Father, that He loves to hear from us. He loves for us, figuratively speaking, to crawl up in His lap and enjoy His presence and communicate with Him, both receiving from Him through His Word and also being able to respond to what we hear in His Word and in prayer to Him. So, guys, anything that you want to touch on from that first truth that we should pray in relationship?
Well, I was really going to hit more on the second point, but I think the point you made, just that, you know, we don't pray to a distant being, you know, that as our Heavenly Father who loves us, He knows us, and it really does lead into the second point, but, you know, the whole praying with perspective, you know, that God, He already knows exactly what's going on before we say a word, you know, but we pray with that in mind, that he knows everything about us. Mm-hmm. You know, he's intimate with His people, knows every need, and so we have to pray with that relationship and with that perspective in mind.
Yeah, and I'm just reminded of exactly what you're talking about, of just in my own family, you know, with my own kids, you know, just the same idea. If they want to talk to their dad, they want to interact with me, and they want to ask me for different things. And then too, I look at also from the other side of the coin of, like, as their dad, I want to be able to meet their need, you know, the thing that they're asking for. You know, I want to be able to help them with the things that they need help with. Sometimes they ask for things that they don't necessarily need, and that's the I guess times that God tells us no as well. But putting that in perspective, I guess. But at the same time, of just as a dad, you know, I want to hear from my kids. Yeah. And there's, you know, I still think about even the times I come home from work at different times, and, you know, you open up the door and it's, you know, the kids run up, "Daddy," you know, and they're so excited to see me and give me a hug. And I mean, it's that same thing of, you know, our Heavenly Father just wants us to come to Him, and in that way we have that relationship with Him, and it just shows honor to Him when we spend time in prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for everyone who, and I made a point to mention this yesterday in the message, that for those of us who are involved dads, we certainly look at it from that perspective. For those of us who had good dads growing up, we see that, and it means a lot to us to think about how much God loves us and the fact that we're His child. And yet we do have people who have experienced the exact opposite of that from their earthly father, that maybe he didn't have time for them, or maybe he was, you know, they never knew him. Maybe he was abusive or any of those number of things that could have transpired in the home for maybe some of our folks, those that are listening, that God is not like that.
Right.
And He's the epitome of a loving, gracious father that loves his kids. And so just a great reminder that when we pray, that's who we're praying to. Mm-hmm. And we've got to keep that in mind. I'm reminded of when Jesus said, if an earthly father knows how to give good gifts to his kids, how much more so will your heavenly Father give to those who ask?
That's right.
And it's just a great reminder of that truth. So, we said, secondly, that we should pray with perspective. And the key verse that we looked at was verse 10, which says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I made it a point to say yesterday that we don't pray to get God to do what we want him to do. Mm-hmm. That we pray oftentimes aligning ourselves with what God is doing and what God wants to do.
Right.
And that's what we see detailed out there in verse 10, is just the reliance upon the fact that God has a plan that he's working. Mm-hmm. His kingdom is coming, and we will see ultimately Christ rule and reign on the earth. And so our heartbeat and our desire as we pray is that we would align ourselves with what God's doing and what he wants to do in and through our lives. So, you know, I think that that as you look across the spectrum, you can very easily slip into the mindset that God becomes nothing more than kind of a cosmic vending machine where you go and you put your prayer in to the machine and you get what you want out of him, and that's all that he is. And yet the reality is that prayer is, I said yesterday, less about changing God's right. mind to do what you want, and more about aligning yourself with what he's already doing and what he wants to do. So I think it's important for us to keep that in mind. It's also important to keep in mind the reality that that oftentimes prayer can be very me-centered. Mm-hmm. That I come to God with my concerns and my needs, and he hears those, and really it's all about fixing my problems or whatever that may be. And certainly God hears those prayers, but ultimately prayer is formation for us to realize that we're part of a larger story that's going on, part of God's plan and his purpose. And oftentimes God's plan and purpose is not our comfort,
right.
Or us getting what we think we need materially or relationally or whatever that may be. But ultimately, prayer is about forming us to be able to be exactly in line with what God desires to do in and through our lives. So,
yeah, I think we've all been guilty at different times of approaching God as like, "Hey, God, this is what I need you to do for me," or I want to see this happen. And I know it's during those times that as I'm praying, you know, a lot of times I may approach him with my list of things, but through that prayer time, you know, as I begin to voice that prayer, different things begin to come back to mind of different scripture, different messages I've heard, and it really just kind of, it's kind of funny, it changes that whole perspective at that point, you know, it goes from, "Hey, this is what I need," to, "Oh, this is who you are, and this is what you're doing in my life."
Yeah.
And, you know, it really does help to change our perspective a lot of times on the situation, and realizing that it's not about me. It's not about anything that I could want. It's about God and what he wants to do. And a lot of times it's about him making me into who he wants me to be.
Absolutely.
Just being able to rest in those things. And something, you know, sometimes it's hard still, but
we're
honest, you know, but,
I mean, we really do want a Maserati.
Right. Exactly. You know, so that'd be great. Yeah. You want a cake. But, I mean, it really does.
Bell cow cake.
Bell cow cake.
There we go.
But it really does, you know, help to change that perspective and give us that, it lifts us out of our circumstances, I guess, and puts us in the perspective of what God is wanting to do in and through us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Scotty, you got anything, or are you just checking the score over there?
No. I actually haven't checked recently.
Hey-o!
You know, I think the second point, that, you know, praying with perspective, I think it also reminds me that, you know, prayer is not simply addressing God with our needs, our wants, our even our praises. And it's also us listening to God and trying to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying. And that's something that I've tried to, you know, to get better at. You know, I used to think that prayer was basically me just talking to God nonstop, you know, but to take moments of just being still and just being quiet before God and being open to what He is wanting to do and wanting to speak into our hearts. You know, as you guys know well, since we literally all moved last year, which is hilarious, but as you know well, you know, it can be stressful, you know, selling a house, buying a house, and all these things. And I kind of became a little bit convicted just, gosh, 4, 5, 6 months ago with just, you know, my time with God in prayer. And for whatever reason, I felt like God was asking me to stop listening to the radio just for a season, you know, when I was in the car. And so literally for 3, 4, 5 months, I've been driving around. And I don't drive a lot, as you know. I live like 4 minutes away.
Yeah,
but,
you ride your bicycle. But,
yeah, seriously. But I've been taking those very brief opportunities to simply just pray and try to, more than anything, just try to listen to the Holy Spirit. And that has been truly incredible in my life, just taking those moments. I feel like I'm hearing God's Spirit better than I have in years past. So
that's good. Yeah, one of the things that I put on the prayer list that we looked at yesterday and worked through that'll be hopefully formational for us as we walk through this capital campaign process is that I want us to get on God's page with how He wants to provide and when He wants to provide as we walk through this process. I think for all of us, I think for everybody in our church, we would love to have the money today to go ahead and start building and get that done. I mean, and if the Lord wants to do that, we are fully ready to receive.
All right. That's right.
So North River Church, 5517. If you want to mail a check in, you can do that. $2.75 million. So that's right. That's the number. But we have to trust and believe that God's going to provide in His time, and we're going to be able to trust as we do that. I think we oftentimes want to do it in our own time, and yet we need to trust Him and His timing, and that goes back to just that perspective as we walk through this process. So, all right, number three was to pray with dependence, and we looked at verses 11, 12, and 13 as we focused in just on the reality that for us in the Christian life, we are utterly dependent on God. And we must be for us to live the life that He's called us to live. But we see as Jesus details out here that that just God meeting our daily needs, that Him forgiving our sins, that of Him protecting us and not leading us into temptation. All of those things are just realizations, I think, for every single one of us that in the Christian life, we should be utterly dependent on God as we walk through, that He is the one who, through His Spirit, gives us the strength to resist temptation, that He's the one who offers avenues for us to escape from sin, and that it's He who sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins and offer forgiveness to us, and everything that we have comes from Him. I mean, it's just those reminders. I said on Sunday, none of us, when we were sleeping last night, were ever thinking about breathing. Nobody ever thinks, you know, I need to make sure I'm breathing.
When
tonight.
You said that, yeah. I looked over at Andrew Damon. I said, well, now tonight I am. Like, that's kind of scary, right? Like,
that's it.
Oh my gosh, I got to breathe.
Yeah. Nobody, I mean, that's the thing. Nobody ever thinks about that.
Yeah.
And yet God does.
Right.
He is the one who sustains us as we sleep. And and I think in a real sense, I heard someone say this, I don't remember who it was, but it was a pastor in an interview, is that that sleep is one of those things that just reminds us that we're not God.
That's right.
And
yeah.
He is.
That's right.
You know, and I think just as we pray, if we realize just our utter dependence on Him. And I think for many of us in the Christian life, we kind of come at it with, you know, self-sufficiency. Mm-hmm. I can do this on my own, pick myself up by my own bootstraps. And yet, as we see Jesus show us here, that we need to recognize our utter dependence on, mm-hmm. on God as we walk through the Christian life. So, any thoughts on that, guys?
I just think that's hard for yeah. our American right. culture, oh, you know, right. especially yeah. for us. I mean, we have everything that, quote, we need, you know, sure. like, I mean, a lot of us come from, especially in America, we come from the, I brought myself up from the bottom and look yeah. at what I've done and look at all my, I've accomplished and, you know, it's hard to realize that, like, no, this is all given to us by a God who loves us mm-hmm. and has given all these things to us. You know, I think sometimes we can depend more on our stuff mm-hmm. than we can on God. Yeah. And that stuff could be, you know, a house, it could be a family, it could be a bank account, it could be a number of different things yeah. That we put our dependence on as opposed to yeah. putting our dependence in Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree, man, wholeheartedly. You know, the idea of daily bread is not something that we are just accustomed yeah. to, you know. Yeah. And it's sad but true. I think that, you know, it's those difficult times, those trials and just struggles and challenges that really bring us back to a state of dependency, you know, mm-hmm. when we know, we're reminded yet again that we are nothing apart from Christ, yeah. you know.
Absolutely. No, that's good. Well, this week for the message time, we're going to focus in on the verse that will drive our capital campaign, or the group of verses in Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 14, going through 21. So that will be where we'll camp out in the Word this week. Scotty, what's it looking like on the worship through song front?
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't want to spoil anything or ruin anything, but there's going to be a really powerful moment this week in worship.
Cool.
So don't miss it if you can be here this week. It's going to be exciting. One of our vocalists is going to share a story and then share a song, and or I should say lead a song.
Yeah.
We're going to sing together, worship together, but it's going to be a powerful Sunday for many, many reasons.
Cool, so, man. That's awesome. Exciting. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We will, again, detail out our campaign and give you all the juicy details of that this week. Give you some North River swag to take home with you.
Woo!
There we go. That's
stuff we all get, baby.
That's it. That's it. So that'll be good. Again, we will definitely need a supporter for the next podcast, right,
there you
guys?
Go. I think so. Yeah.
So that can be anything from food to a gift certificate to Top Golf, guys.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know that I want to show this swing to anybody.
Staff retreat at Top Golf.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll work through.
Now you should see Megan hit a golf ball. Now that's pretty good stuff right there. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
She's never hit a golf ball before.
Okay.
Of course, I've never hit
a
golf ball.
She had some serious wedges on though.
She did.
When she serious wedges with her wedge.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. So that was good.
Oh my goodness.
I'm a bit offended I didn't get an invite.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, that's all right.
You know, I was pulling for you. I mean, I was.
Yeah, that's good. So, bell cow out, man.
Bell cow out.
Yep. So good deal. Well, we appreciate you listening to another episode, number 17 of Beyond the Sermon, and we will catch you back next week. So signing off for this week, Michael Kennedy.
The bell cow.
Bell cow.
Scotty McCurlin.
McCurlin?
Wow.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Hey, Adam Reed.
Hey, Adam Reed. There we go.
Hey.